Keep in mind that a lot of these things don't need to be siloed, and a lot of times you might pick something that is specifically an experiment for you to use so that you could potentially be ahead of your competition. So these are some of the things that you want to think about strategically about any of the different marketing tools that you're putting in place.
You're an entrepreneur, and you make vital decisions that hopefully blossom into a business. You're the savvy, out-of-the-box risk-taker who believes wholeheartedly in the process of innovation. Innovation that will change the world. This is CEO Chat with Gresham Harkless, and you're about to embark on a journey through the awesome world of business. Gresham is the epitome of drive and desire as he works to help support small businesses and entrepreneurship. And you're about to learn from this entrepreneur how you can improve your odds of success in the business world. Welcoming the host of CEO Chat, here's Gresham Harkless.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresham Harkless from CEO Chat, powered by CBNation.co and Blue 16 Media, your choice for all your website design, SEO, and digital marketing needs. And this is chat number 60, marketing defined and your six-step process to your marketing success. Now, over these past couple of chats, we talked a lot about marketing, what it is, and getting you set up before you even begin to start marketing. Now, this chat will focus specifically on what marketing is and what marketing is not and how that's all blended over and the six-step process that you should follow in your marketing process so that you can reach a level of success. Now, again, this is part of a course that's going to be launching at the end of the year, and we're going to go step by step through each of the different marketing tools out there and each of the different strategies so you have an idea of everything that's out there so you can choose what's best for you and how best to strategically leverage your marketing strategy. So just to get everything started, I decided to look up a few different terms that might overlap with this idea of marketing. So the very first thing I did was I went to the American Marketing Association and I looked up the word marketing just to get a definition of it. I also will follow with what the definition of public relations is, advertising, and then sales. So marketing is defined as the activity, set of institutions, and process for creating, communicating, delivering, and exchanging offerings that have value for customers, clients, partners, and society at large. Now, that could mean a lot of different things, but you definitely want to look at marketing as a way for you to basically systematically explain your product and service and the value that it provides to the end users. So that could be through creating content on Facebook. It could be through sending out an email newsletter. And even though I'm purely talking about digital opportunities, it could be everything from direct mail campaign. Just think of it as a way for you to systematically showcase what the value is that you're providing for your end user, which is your target market, your avatar, or your clients, or your customers. Now, public relations is defined again by the American Marketing Association as the form of communication management that seeks to make use of publicity and other non-paid forms of promotion and information to influence the feelings, opinions, or beliefs about the company, its products or services, or about the value of the product or service or the activities of the organization to buyers, prospects, or other stakeholders. Now, this is big because you really want to think of this as earned media. So you want to think about press releases, blog stories, maybe articles that you have featured in certain publications, whether it be a magazine or a local newspaper or a national newspaper. But the idea is that it's kind of a story or something that you've earned because of something that you've done. Whereas marketing is a lot more of you saying, this is the value that I provided. Whereas public relations is a lot more of that earned media where somebody might be creating a story about you. The next thing is advertising. Now, the American Marketing Association defines advertising as the placement of announcements and persuasive messages in time or space purchased in any of the mass media by business firms, nonprofit organizations, government agencies, and individuals who seek to inform and/or persuade members of a particular target market or audience about their products, services, organizations, or ideas. Now, when you want to think about advertising, you want to think of traditionally billboards, magazines, newspapers, radio, but you also want to think about digital opportunities such as Google Ads, Facebook Ads, any social media ads. So it might be on Twitter, it might be on Pinterest. So different ways for you to basically pay for a specific spot or a place where you can basically communicate what value you're going to provide or communicate what offer that you might have. Or there's a lot of different ways that you can advertise, but the idea is that you're purchasing a specific space. And lastly, sales is defined by the American Marketing Association as any of a number of activities designed to promote customer purchase of a product or service. Sales can be done in person or over the phone, through email or other communication media. The process generally includes stages such as assessing customer needs, presenting product features and benefits to address those needs, and negotiation on price, delivery, and other elements. So you want to really think about it as a process of taking someone through the process of identifying them, and then eventually they become a client or a customer. So you want to think of it as a longer process than maybe like your marketing. Now, the reality of it is if you were listening closely, and you can make sure that you listen and look at the show notes so you can actually get the definitions, and you can follow that up by clicking through to the American Marketing Association. But you'll see that there's an overlap through all of these different opportunities you have to promote your business. So thinking of the yoga studio, thinking of the dentist, thinking of the personal trainer, you're really going to look at all these things and see that there's a lot of overlap in all the different opportunities that you have out there. Perfect example is using a platform just like Facebook. On Facebook, you can literally post from your Facebook page, or you can post from your personal profile, and you can market your product or service that way. Maybe the local paper that featured you also pushes out the article that they did about you through their Facebook page. So again, that's earned media. It's not you actually paying, although there is overlap because there are some publications that you might have to pay for or be able to pay for. But the idea is that you have earned that media because of some accomplishment that you've reached or something that you've done that the media saw as being worthwhile to feature you. So that can, again, go out on Facebook. And maybe you have a specific deal that you're offering in time for the summer for people to get six-pack abs. So maybe you have a free ebook that you're offering. So you decide to use Facebook as an opportunity to send out Facebook advertising to target your very laser-targeted ideal client customer. And then maybe you are out doing cold calls on a regular everyday basis and actually calling households and asking people if they want to have six-pack abs, if they want to get in better shape for the summer, if they want to lose weight, if they want to gain weight, whatever it is that might be the specific target for you. So when you first call them, you're having a conversation. Maybe they come into your studio. When they come into your studio, you offer a free assessment. You go through the free assessment, and then you build a rapport with that person. And then hopefully they'll transition into actually becoming a client. They might start off by going to boot camps, and then when they realize that you're providing a really highly valuable service, then they might actually transition to one-on-one training. So again, that's part of sales, is definitely a lot more of the process. But again, you might have connected with somebody because you followed up from a Facebook advertiser, somebody that actually wanted to download your ebook. So what you really want to see is that these kind of forms of marketing. They're not really marketing, but it's so overlapped nowadays because, case in point, using a platform like Facebook, you can do marketing, you could do public relations, you can do advertising, you could do sales. All these different things can be done leveraging that platform. So that's really why the lines have been blurred. And one of my favorite books, The New Rules of Marketing and PR by David Scott, kind of talks about how everything has kind of overlapped and how you have to really be a lot more strategic about what it is that you're doing, because there's so many different opportunities out there that you want to be very strategic about how you're executing that strategy. And you also don't want to get kind of blinded or have blinders on when you're realizing that you can use Facebook in so many different ways. Yes, it might be purely a branding play, and that might be its strength, but don't forget that you can also advertise on it. Don't forget that you can also leverage public relations or relationships through it. So you really want to see that each of these platforms, which I'll touch on, you know, as we go through these chats, to tell you exactly like what the strengths and weaknesses are of each. But you want to keep in mind that there's definitely new ways that you can use these existing platforms, and these existing platforms are changing on a daily basis. So that's allowing a lot of opportunity for experimentation so that you can use things in maybe a way that you didn't think about, and you could possibly be ahead of your competition. So that's really how you want to think strategically about all these different things. Understand that I gave you a definition of all these different kind of synergistic type of ways that you can promote your business, but keep in mind that they're not really silos anymore. They're all overlapping. If you heard and read the definitions over and over again, you'll see that they definitely overlap. There's this that's in that, and that, and that's in this. So you want to keep that in mind when you're thinking about all these different things, but you want to really hold true to what the true strengths of each of these platforms are. Now, one of the things that I wanted to talk about was a six-step process that I came up with that I believe that you should follow whenever you're doing any type of marketing. And whenever I do a presentation, I usually talk a lot about how my favorite food is sweet potato pie, specifically my mom's sweet potato pie. And the idea is that it has a process by which allows you to eat that pie. It doesn't start out as a pie. You don't plant a sweet potato in the ground and then you go and eat it. It's a process by which it goes about becoming a sweet potato pie or whatever it is that you might really love. So it might be your favorite dessert. It might be something small like building computers. It might be your workout plan or strategy. You can think about it in terms of building a house. You can think about it in terms of maybe your real estate agent going from meeting a prospect to actually closing a deal, or actually making an offer on a place and actually becoming and becoming a homeowner. So everything has a process, and marketing has a process as well. So you want to try to keep in mind that this is the six-step process. The reason that I use sweet potato pie, again, because it's something that's really personally enjoyable for me. So the first step is to figure out what your recipe is. And whenever you create something, whether it is sweet potato pie or it's your favorite dessert, you want to make sure that you have a recipe in place because it's going to guide exactly what it is that you're going to do. So your recipe is essentially your plan. So think about it as in terms of your digital marketing strategy, your digital marketing plan. You want to make sure that you have a plan in place before you try to execute any of these things. So just like you don't want to start cooking before you have an idea of what you're going to put in, how much you're going to put in, what ingredients you're going to put in. You want to make sure that you have your digital marketing strategy in place before you start to execute it. And again, as we touched on in other chats, you want to make sure that you have an idea of, you know, who your target market is, what your goals are, things like that, because that will definitely allow you to understand exactly what you should or shouldn't do, what you should put into your recipe, and how long you should execute that. Now, step two is going to be the crust. So I don't know if you've ever had a sweet potato pie, but when you put it in something, it's very beneficial to put it in crust because it helps mold exactly what type of shape, how big or how large the slices are going to be. You have to put it in something because that's going to direct how everything you put in is going to take shape or take form. So from a marketing perspective, you want to think of this being your website and potentially your blog. And the reason that I say your website and your blog is because your website is usually where you want to drive people to. And you might have a very specific purpose that you want to drive people to your website for. So it might be to sign up for an email list. It might be to like you on Facebook, but you really want to have a strategic focus on what your website is going to do. And the reason that I always say your website and potentially your blog is because, generally speaking, you own those platforms. You don't own Facebook. You don't own the advertising that you're doing. You don't own any of these outside opportunities. However, the reason that you want to use them is because people are spending time on those different platforms. People are reading the magazine that you want to advertise, and people are listening to the podcast or the radio show that your listeners, your target market is listening to. So you want to be there for that. However, you want to keep in mind, you always want to bring them back to a specific goal. Now, it's not always going to happen. There's going to be some people who will never go to your website. They'll completely stay on Facebook and wait for you to post things on your Facebook page. But you want to keep in mind that you don't own that platform. And when you have that perspective, it changes a lot of what you do from a marketing perspective. You always want to try to drive people there. And that's why I say the foundation, your crust, or if you're building a house, when you're building and laying that foundation, it's going to determine the rest of everything that you put into place. And the reason that I say a blog is because a blog can kind of overlap. Your blog is definitely can be, and I believe if it's well built, it will be built into your website. But understand that a blog is very versatile. So it could also be a marketing tool that you use in order to drive people to there. So it's one of those opportunities where if you build it into your website, you can also use it just like social media, so to speak. Now, the next thing, step three, you're going to pick and choose your ingredients. Now, your ingredients are the things that you're going to put into your pie to make your pie what it is. So when you're going to the grocery store, you're figuring out what ingredients you're going to put into your sweet potato pie or whatever your favorite dish might be. So again, if you pick a banana to put into your sweet potato pie, it's going to have a completely different taste than if you put a sweet potato in your sweet potato pie. If you use brown sugar instead of using molasses or something along those lines, again, it's going to direct and change the overall taste of what it is that you're creating. So from a marketing perspective, if you leverage Facebook instead of leveraging LinkedIn, it's going to have a completely different outcome for your marketing strategy. Whereas if you focus more on creating video instead of actually creating a podcast, that again is going to direct your digital marketing in a different way. So you want to try to keep in mind that you want to see what all the ingredients are out there. And then from there, you can pick and choose which ones are best for you. Now, during these chats, I'm going to go in depth with each of these different platforms and different opportunities that you have out there. But you want to have an overarching perspective that each of these different platforms are ingredients that you can pick and choose the best ones for you to reach whatever goal that it is that you want to meet. Now, I'm only going to focus on these digital marketing tools, but what I really want you to do is think about marketing in general, potentially even sales to some degree. Think about the outside networking that you're doing. Thinking about the chambers that you're going to. Think about the networking groups that you're a part of. Think about the direct mail campaigns that you're starting. Think about the radio advertising that you might be doing. These are all different ingredients that you can put into your marketing mix. So don't silo any of these things. Understand that if they're taking time and resources, which we already touched on in a previous chat, are resources, you want to have an idea of exactly what your limits are for each of them. Keep in mind that if they're affecting those, and they're part of the ingredients that you're putting into your marketing strategy. The next step I say is step four, which is to pick and prepare. Like I mentioned, if you want to put a banana in your sweet potato pie, have at it, understand, and pick and choose maybe one or two things that are going to be a focus of your digital marketing strategy or your marketing strategy as a whole. If you're going to focus heavily on outside networking and LinkedIn, make sure you leverage that. I usually say pick one or two, maximum three. The reason I say that is because to really leverage these social media, digital marketing tools, SEO, whatever it is that you're doing, takes a lot of time and energy and resources. And for generally every single business, there is a limit in terms of time, in terms of resources. Even the big, huge companies have a limit or a limited amount of resources that they can use. So you want to try to keep that in mind. And also keep in mind that, again, I'm going to be talking about this a lot. It's going to be something consistent that you hear me say. It doesn't have to be siloed. Just because you're doing outside networking and that's going to be the main focus of what it is that you do, it doesn't mean that you can't adopt some of those principles on LinkedIn or on Facebook. If you're using Facebook, it doesn't mean that you can't connect with people on LinkedIn and maybe develop a Facebook type relationship, which might be more intimate. So keep in mind that a lot of these things don't need to be siloed. And a lot of times you might pick something that is specifically an experiment for you to use so that you can potentially be ahead of your competition. So these are some of the things that you want to think about strategically about any of the different marketing tools that you're putting in place. Step five, what you're going to do then is you're going to take your sweet potato pie after you picked whatever ingredients you're going to use. You're going to put it in the oven. And basically what that means is you're going to execute the strategy that you put in place. Now, the idea is you don't just put it in the oven and leave it. What you want to do is you want to make sure to check and see exactly what it is that you're using, that you're doing, and how well it's being executed. So I touch on a little bit about the different platforms and opportunities out there. It could be anything from heat maps that you could put on your website to see where people are spending time, to having analytics built on your website so you understand what pages people are going to, how much time they're spending, to call tracking where you can actually see where people are coming from when they go to your website. If they're coming from Facebook, it will show them one number. If they're coming from Google, it will show them another. If they're coming from Google Ads, it will show them a different. If they're coming organically from Google, it will show you an entirely different one. If they're coming from YouTube, it will show you a different phone number. The reason that that is important is because it allows you to see exactly what's working and what's not. It allows you to, as a strategic business person, be able to see like where you need to shift and move your marketing dollars so that you can be more effective with what it is that you're doing. So that's why I say you put it in the oven, but you want to make sure to check it, because just like you put something in an oven, especially if it's an oven that's new, you never know if it's going to cook faster than you anticipated. You never know if it's going to cook slower than you anticipated. You never know if you have to go back and maybe tweak the recipe or add something to your recipe in order to get the goal that you need. So you want to make sure that you're checking it all the time. So the most important thing that you should do is make sure that you put those things in place so that while you're executing your strategy, you can go back and look and see exactly what's working, what's not, how effective it is, and how effective it's not. And then finally, step six is to keep working at it, but remember to enjoy the process. Again, you want to try to keep in mind that, again, this is a process. Again, I gave you six steps for a marketing strategy, for an effective marketing strategy, but you want to keep in mind that you want to enjoy this process, enjoy what it is that you're doing, make room and create room to experiment with different products, different ideas. Just because something is working in your industry doesn't mean you have to follow everybody else. Be bold and look in other industries and see different opportunities that might be outside of the box. Because the beauty of all these digital marketing opportunities is that they're changing, and they're changing rapidly. So people that are using these marketing tools and these platforms in a creative way are those people that will be ahead of the competition. So you want to try to keep that in mind. So enjoy the idea of experimenting with different opportunities. You definitely want to stay true to what's working, but don't be afraid to be bold and take steps that might not be the best steps to make on paper or on the surface level. But if you're ahead of the competition, you see where everything is going, then that's going to put you light years ahead of your competition 3, 4, 5 years down the line. If you want to look at somebody that's been able to execute that better than maybe anybody else, look no further than Jeff Bezos, who had razor thin margins when he created Amazon, and he was able to think long term about how he was creating his business. Think about Netflix. Think about all these companies that were ahead of the competition, and they were simply patient and able to execute ahead of where everybody else was. So that's it for this chat number 60. Again, if there's anything that I could do to help, please definitely let me know. Next week, we'll have an interview, and then I'll be back talking about another one of the digital marketing tools. And again, we're going to walk through all the different ways for you to be your own media company.